we had George who wants to make all websites in Tickle, and now we have Uli who wants to make all operating systems in Tickle. So that is a real visionary approach. Uli.
Yeah, okay. So as you mentioned, my topic this year is constructing a little 16-bit operating system using only simple Tickle scripts and PCB BIOS routine. And maybe a highlight of my Tickle scripts is that I use a minimal user interface, and that I present all the scripts in electronic script book, and I create binary code just by using the backslash U00 till FF then I S. And these scripts will then form a disk image of 1.44 megabytes, and they contain a boot procedure to boot the operating system, and also a demo program, and also some programs, the minimum programs maybe that you need to have an operating system. So I will start maybe with a smallest graphical user interface that I can imagine. This is just a two-liner. I create a text widget .tt and fill it into a square then. And when I mark a text that I type in there and release the button, then the marked string is then executed. And I show you that by wish one, under the windowing shell wish, and one is the file one here. Then I get this minimum graphical user interface, and also I don't use this really, but I use this interface just to source the file zero, which contains the more complicated user interface, and then I get this, and this is the interface, I have some buttons to move forward and backward, but I can directly execute Tickle code on various pages. For example, I have when a number has a dot at the end and I mark this number with a dot, then the file, for example, 93 is executed, and it will form the file 103. This is the initial demo file that I will use in my operating system. Then when I mark this 95, this makes another file. Then a file number 98. This will compile the first beginning of the operating system. And when I mark file 101, it will create a disk image. And when this is done, maybe you can see now that there's this file this image that was prepared before. It was not there. Unfortunately, I was not able to move the program aside to so that you can see that it's done. Yeah, okay, then finally I can start the disk image with the QEMU emulator. This will start this, and the operating system will immediately start the demo program. And this demo program is maybe necessary because certainly nobody of you knows my operating system, and you will have a hint how to use it. So you can leave the demonstration typing an X, and you can demonstration has various chapters. You can move plus forward and minus backward in the demonstration also, and maybe one command in this operating system is the ls command, where you can list all the programs that is in the operating system. Also this is tab cls text dump edit deus demo store load forget compile then loco address to question marks f and so on, and the very first command is the list command. So I go to the chapter one of the demonstration. So I use my Esperanto programming language, which has some special commands. Maybe the most important commands are the parentheses. This I use when I have a text within parentheses. It's just a comment. And then all the instructions, maybe they consist either in numbers between 00 and FF. And the very most important command is the dot, which makes a link to the word before in the row of commands that are in the library of this operating system. So I define here the word ABC, and this consists in the numbers 61, 62, 63. This is the ASCII codes of the letters ABC. Then between the name of the command and the machine code of the program must be a space. This is 20, and C3 is for the Intel computers is the machine code for return from subroutine. So this is maybe the most simple program that you can program, because this does absolutely nothing, it just returns from the code. And you can then use another command here. This is a program dump, and you can dump ABC, and one row is always one row plus, so we will see then two rows of the memory. And this also well, you see that the line begins with B322. This is a link address for the word before. And then there comes the codes 61, 62, 63, 20, C3. And then ED22 is the link address to the word which is 22ED. So this world is now in the memory at that place. Okay. And so we have all words in this operating systems that are known to the system. They are listed by LS. And you can execute all these words also. For example, I can execute typing ABC. Then it will do nothing. But if you, for example, type in an unknown word, then it will make an error message. For example, here I define DEF, which is not known, and then you have an exclamation mark always marks an unknown word. And finally, you can also forget the words. And when I forget ABC and this words, then this ABC is no longer visible because it's forgotten. And it is not very nice to program code only by using numbers and the dot. So we can also define strings within these
quotes.
And then there's also the command F, where we can define a word with a row of text. In the very simple case, it would be return from subroutine, this is re, and then C3. And so we can define this the same word that we had before with ABC re. And I can dump here this again, and you will find that the word V is then in the memory, and the word ABC also, and the two words, they act together. Okay, I can then forget this also. And now I take some other words. I can also load source text from the disk, and this is done by load. It loads the word to the address 7000, and it starts at the logical sector 80, and it takes two blocks of it. Every block of memory is 512 bytes, and then the command loads it, and as this is the source code, I can compile it. I compile the text that is at this address, and you see the result is that I receive a lot of code here, and the word is hello. This is the Hello World program, the famous thing, and I can dump also this code. It's a little bit more complicated, and I can execute the word hello, and it writes hello world. So, yeah. And then I can use the command text, and this will just list the text of this command that I compiled here. Okay, it's a bit weird, my programming language, I must confess. It would take a lot of time to explain everything, but you can imagine that I define the word hello with these other words that I defined before. Yeah. And I also have a word edit. I can edit text. I say blah blah blah. Second, line, line. Also, yes, and at the end of editing, I have to type escape and another word, and I leave the editing, which is indicated by this strike here. And now I draw the text I edited to the logical sector 8.2, and it's one block only, it's nearly nothing. And next I load it to another part of the memory just to see that this works. It's now, the text is at 5000, and when I invoke text, I can see that I edited two lines. Yes. And I can repeat editing. It will then, the next time, it will continue at the end of the edited text before. So I can then forget this. I can also make many chapters. I just mentioned it, and when I come to the end of the demo file, then it will restart again. I don't know, I have a time still?
Yeah, well, still 3 minutes.
Uh-huh. Because I can maybe demonstrate also some things. Also, I typed in an X, by X I can leave the demonstration. Now I can maybe show the effect of US and DE. Also the normal keyboard is the US keyboard. And when I use a German keyboard here, as my computer has it, and I type AEU, then this will produce its signs here, because Englishmen and Americans know that there is other sign. So when I, okay, this is an exclamation mark because this is not a program here, but when I do DE, and then I type AEU, then it comes, yes. Okay. So this is maybe a program. Then I can clear screen, CLS. Clear the screen. And then I have a tab, TAB, is a table which shows all the signs that are able, and you have seen that in the demo program I colorize the text sometimes, and this is just to memorize in this table that the background color is here and the foreground color is there. For example, when I have let's say a white letter on a black background, and I have to use 0F, and it makes this color. And when I want to start a demo, the command is demo, and I must also say where the demo starts. Usually it is only one demo in this file. This is this. So this is a command demo. So I've showed every commands in the operating system, and I want to show finally that zipped file of this directory where all the Tickle procedures are in, and also the disk image. This is maybe impressing that the disk image is when it is uncondensed, it is really a 1.44 megabyte disk, but the compressed is only 9 kilobytes, so it's less than 10 kilobytes, and it has all the 20 programs in it and demo file and everything. And of course, as I only use 0.6% of the disk, you can imagine that you can use many programs and program them. Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
Uli Enders. Any questions? Reinhard.
Is this a bit similar to Forth in directly tying words to assembly?
Also I've created my programming language on a Commodore 64 40 years ago already. And I was, at that time, I was very much impressed about Forth, because on a Commodore 64 we had only the BASIC, and BASIC was slow, and the Forth interpreter was very fast. And so it impressed me. For example, the parenthesis is also in Forth, is the command for comments. But it's the internal thing of this programming language is very different from Forth, because Forth is the fiddled interpreter, and MICE really compiled language.
Okay. Thank you, Uli. Always hacking.